USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
One stop down, one to go for President Biden, who's spending his Labor Day on the road. The president talking in Milwaukee, Wisconsin to labor leaders, saying that his administration has lowered drug costs for many Americans.
Not this year. We beat Farmer this year. We beat Farmer this year, and it matters. We're going to change people's lives. Finally beat Farmer.
The president also spending part of his day in Pennsylvania. A Florida judge wants a list of potential special master candidates submitted to her by Friday. That person would be in charge with reviewing documents seized from former President Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate. The individual's duties and limitations must also be determined by Trump's lawyers and the Department of Justice. Meta, the parent company of Facebook, is being fined $400 million for breaking privacy data laws by the European Union. Mississippi Republican Governor Tate Reeves is giving an update on the water crisis in Jackson.
We have, however, reached a place where people in Jackson can trust that water will come out of the faucet, people in Jackson can trust that toilets can be flushed, and people in Jackson can trust that the fires can be fought.
Thousands of residents in the state's capital city have gone without adequate water pressure since the O.B. Curtis plant servicing Jackson began to fail last week. Police are charging two suspects in Canada in reaction to a mass stabbing incident. Miles and Damian Sanderson are still at large and have been charged with first-degree murder, attempted murder, and breaking and entering. The incident happened Sunday in Saskatchewan and left 10 people dead and 8 others injured. A motive for this stabbings is currently unclear. USA Radio News.
You know, it's true. Difficult times have a way of focusing us. We have to think about what matters most when it comes to our spending, our health care. No doubt. This is why so many people are joining MediShare right now. MediShare is a trusted way to save up to 50% on your monthly health care costs. More than 400,000 people have already made the switch. It's pretty obvious why, too, especially now during this challenging season with healthcare costs and out-of-pocket expenses going up. MediShare can save you a lot of money. The typical family saves $500 a month. And MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry that's worked beautifully for 29 years. There are different options to choose from to fit your budget. I'll give you the number here in a second. And if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Maybe now is the perfect time to make the switch and start saving. Here you go. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
In London, members of the Conservative Party choose Foreign Secretary Liz Truss to be the UK's new Prime Minister. Truss says she knows her party's beliefs resonate with British voters.
It's an honour to be elected as leader of the Conservative and Unionist Party.
The Foreign Secretary is expected to officially take office as Prime Minister on Tuesday during a meeting with the Queen in Scotland. According to one labor expert, employees still have the upper hand when it comes to labor negotiations.
On this Labor Day weekend, are workers more empowered than ever? Employment expert Jim McCoy says the quiet quitting trend, the push for better pay and conditions at work, isn't going anywhere.
Despite a very slight uptick, we're at an all-time low in unemployment, and there are certain sectors, tech in particular, healthcare, where unemployment rates are below 1%. So the reality is employees have a lot of power to be able to determine how they want to work and where they want to work.
From the Gulf Coast Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Tony Maruso.
Three Minnesotans under the age of 21 are taking legal action challenging the state's limit for carrying handguns in public. The plaintiffs argue the age limit violates the Second Amendment rights of 18 to 20-year-old adults. Minnesota attorneys say the state is justified because those under 21 pose a higher risk of violence with firearms. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
This is the feeling you get when you have a dedicated Fidelity Wealth Planner looking at your full financial picture. Someone working with you on a flexible, comprehensive wealth plan based on your goals, helping you balance risk and reward. It's being able to enjoy today because you have a plan for the future. This is the planning effect from Fidelity. Learn more at fidelity.com/wealth. Investment minimums apply. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC.